relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
For those of you watching on YouTube who didn't hear, that was the very flourisherful, very flourishy, very grand version of Happy Birthday. It's been a crazy day, and I wanted to warn my team not to do that. Oh, shit. It's too late. Why has it been a crazy... Thank you. It is my birthday today. It's a rather big birthday, and I don't mean 20. Thank you, Shad. It's been a crazy day. Why? Because on the way to the studio, I get a call from Eric Trump saying, I'd like to come on your show. Yes, of course. And we pre-recorded it. He was going onto the stage in Pittsburgh. We just recorded this interview with him as he came off the stage, which meant I couldn't tell my team not to wish me a happy birthday, but they did anyway. And this is Eric Trump. We are hours away. The president has just landed in Nashville for the second and last presidential debate with Joe Biden. Incredible breaking news about Hunter Biden's laptop. More breaking stories will be broken here by Matt Boyle. 12 days to go. Here is the president's son, just moments ago, Eric Trump. He literally called me today as he was going up on stage for a rally in Pittsburgh and say, yes, I'd love to come on, but can I call you after I come off stage? Of course, he is none other than Eric Trump, who's made time for us today on America First. Eric Trump, are you there?
I'm here, Sebastian. It's great to be on.
It is fabulous for you to squeeze us into your program as you are fighting to save the Republic and give your father a chance to make America great again for another 4 years. Tell us, you've just come off stage. What's the atmosphere like in Pittsburgh?
Well, Pittsburgh's unbelievable, and I can't even begin to talk about it. It's unbelievable. We went to a bakery this morning, and they make Biden cookies and make Trump cookies. So I went in there. There was 150 people in there, and they were cheering. They were buying cookies, and but I asked the owner. I go, let me ask you. If thus far through the election cycle, how many Trump cookies have you sold? How many Biden cookies have you sold? They go, they've sold 13,500 Trump cookies, and they've sold just under 2,000 Biden cookies. So. considering we're in a city that the Democrats need to win, I don't know, it just feels awfully good. And I was just down at a steel plant with all the boiler makers, and I mean, these are incredible.
Oh, the boiler makers who Joe Biden said endorsed him, those boiler makers, Eric?
Well, that's what I said. I go, let me ask you guys a question. I'm yelling from stage, I'm up on stage. I go, did you endorse Joe Biden? No, we hate Joe Biden. We don't like him. And then I go, what do you think about Trump? We love Trump. We love Trump for more years. And so it was. It was fun. We had a great time. But the enthusiasm in Pittsburgh is like off the charts. The enthusiasm all around the country is, off the charts. And Sebastian has changed. Listen, there's no one that knows this movement better than you do. But 4 years ago, they were chanting, lock her up, and CNN, blank, and build the wall. Today when you go up on stage, you start chanting, I love you, I love you.
Yes.
And this is so much more than politics. When was the last time, any political figure had 30,000 people chanting "We love you," and they do it to me as well, and they do it to Don and Ivanka.
But let me be clear here, and I want our listeners, because we just broke 16 million views on YouTube. We've got millions of listeners live on the radio show right now. This isn't about an individual. It's not even about a family. The love that you hear spontaneously expressed at these events is for what you are doing and what your dad is doing for the nation, correct?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And by the way, all of us, we're all a family. We've all fought through this. Everybody's taken blows and punches, even the people not in the, you know, I mean, we've all lost friends. We've all done this, but we're saving this country. We are saving this country. You look at the radical left. It's not the Democratic Party. A lot of people in the Republican Party, they say, you know, it's the Republicans versus Democrats. No, it's not. It's the far left radical party. They want to increase your taxes by $4 trillion. They want to disrespect law enforcement. They want to get rid of faith in America. They want to take away your Second Amendment. You know, they're more concerned about banning plastic straws on the left than they are about fixing economies. And you know, and then you look at my father and what he's accomplished. He wants the greatest economy in the world, which he's built. He wants the lowest unemployment, which he's accomplished. You know, he wants the fastest growing 401ks and IRAs, and he wants the best education, and he wants the strongest military, and he wants the Space Force, and, you know, great health care, and, you know, he wants to take care of our veterans. And these guys, I mean, and I could go on and on, peace in the Middle East. Look what he did with the peace deals last week and moving the embassy to Jerusalem. And I mean, I could go on and on and on, you know, and these guys are what? I mean, they've spent the last 4 years trying to impeach him, and they want to ban plastic straws. Like, that's their priorities. And Americans see through this, man. I mean, Americans see through it, and they're not going for it. And I can tell you, there's never been love like we're seeing right now. There has never been love like we're seeing in this country right now.
All right, so let me ask you the tough question, because I think this is the game plan. Because they can't talk honestly about what they wish to do. I mean, we've heard Kamala Harris, we've heard Beijing Biden even refuse to answer the question. One of the key issues to affect our Constitution is whether or not they're going to pack the Supreme Court. So they're not telling you the truth. So what do you respond to those who aren't political, aren't fighting the good fight like you, aren't in the arena, aren't listening to talk radio for hours every day, who say, oh, Joe, he's just a likable old man. And they say, I find him, he's so nice. What is your response to those who say, Joe Biden is just a nice old man?
Well, listen, I really believe this, and I'm not trying to be cute, but I don't think Joe Biden will be the person sitting in the Oval Office. You better believe that the radical left will move from out of there so quickly and fundamentally transform our nation. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to take the Supreme Court from a nine-judge bench to 12 or 15 or 18 or 21 radical justices. They want to socialize health care. They want to take away private health care, and they want to replace it with government-run health care. They want to increase people's taxes by $4 trillion, reverse my father's tax cuts that literally brought this economy back to life. I mean, I could go on and on. These are their priorities. They attack faith. I mean, look what they did at the Democratic National Convention. They took the words "under God" out of the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean,
right.
This is a radical party. You can say that, you know, he looks like a nice guy. He's got no energy, Sebastian. He doesn't work hard. He literally hasn't left his house a single time this week. I mean, the president of the United States has to have more juice, has to have more energy. I mean, there isn't a single American listening right now that hasn't been incredibly productive at a million things this week. I mean, this guy's running for president of the United States with 14 days left. It's actually 12 right now, with 12 days left. And he hasn't left his house at all this week. Is that the kind of fire and spark that people want with the commander-in-chief of I can tell you, George Patton never stayed in his basement for 4 days in a row, right? I mean, that's not what winners do. That's not what fighters do. They go out and they fight for the things that are important, and that's America. That's red, white, and blue. That's the American flag. That's the Pledge of Allegiance. That's our national anthem. I mean, it's we love this country. We're the last people in the world that need to be doing this. Our lives would be so much better if we weren't in politics. But I'm telling you, he's saving the country. He's saving the country. He's saving the things that we all love about America. We live in the greatest country in the world.
One last question for you, Eric. He's not just hiding because he doesn't have energy. He's hiding because of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. We now have proof. We have the business partner, a Navy veteran, admitting, yes, the big guy on the emails was Hunter's father, the vice president. There is an ongoing money laundering investigation at the FBI. This is the last question, and thank you for making time for us. Will the laptop be mentioned tonight in the debate? Must it be mentioned?
Well, I certainly hope it is. I mean, I hope the economy talk is spoken about first, and the military, and peace in the Middle East, and all the things that my father's accomplished, right? I certainly hope they ask him why Joe Biden gave $150 billion away to Iran, a country that hates our guts and chance, death to America, and $1.5 billion in cash that they flew over in cargo planes. I certainly hope that question is answered as well. But I think Biden has a lot of explaining to do. His son, his conduct is horrible. $10 million to be held by H. Hunter.
Yes.
For the big guy, Joe Biden, and everything else. And honestly, it shows unethical behavior. It shows criminality. It shows terrible judgment. More than anything, it shows terrible, terrible judgment. And this is not a guy you want running this country. And our country would fundamentally be changed. Our court system would be changed. Our Constitution would be changed. Our Second Amendment would be gone. Faith in America would be gone. Our law enforcement, I can't even imagine. The greatest people we have in this country are law enforcement, and I just can't even imagine, because they want to abolish the police. And it's why we're going to win. I mean that sincerely. People have to get out and they have to vote, but it's why we're going to win this thing. People get it. Americans are incredibly smart and incredibly intuitive. It's why we're going to win it. It's why we're going to win it.
It's up to us now. You're hearing him. He is on the ground in Pittsburgh. That's Eric Trump. Follow him at Eric Trump. Our best to Lara, our best to your father, to Don Jr. You heard him. It's up to us. 12 days to go. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Did you hear what Rush said today? God bless Rush. He said something really scary. He said, I'm just theorizing. And I'm sorry, there's some guy out there who doesn't like me quoting Rush. Tough. He's the man that made it all possible. Come on in, Matt. Make yourself at home. Pull up a chair. Pull up a mic. Matt Boyle has just walked into the studio. Timing is everything in life. Rush just said he hypothesized that this laptop, the Russia, the Biden connections, the China connections, the FBI held onto it on purpose. On purpose! So they could leverage more power out of the Bidens if they won the election. Whoa. When he goes there, When the great Rush Limbaugh goes there, America, we're in trouble, and we've got a republic to save. And somebody who's been saving it with every stroke of the keyboard is the Washington Political Editor for Breitbart.com, the most influential conservative website on the planet, Matt Boyle.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure, sir.
You've been working hard, man. You've been dropping some stories.
So we're about to pop a big one in just any second right now, so it should be going up.
But don't tease us. We've got millions of people listening to you.
The headline will be this. I'll read it out for you because it's going to go up literally any second now.
So it hasn't gone up. Guys, do you understand that Matt Boyle is now going to give you the headline of
obtained emails from the whistleblower who turned on Joe Biden, the second partner of Hunter Biden's who turned
Bublinski
on
Bublinski or the other one?
Bublinski. So these emails, the headline is Biden whistleblower emails Chinese energy company gave $5 million non-secured forgivable loan to the Biden family.
Hang on. Uh-huh. Stop and slowly reread that, because that is a hammer that is dropping now.
Yeah. So Biden whistleblower emails Chinese energy company gave $5 million non-secured forgivable loan to the Biden family. The lead of the story, just because again, this is all happening very quickly. So we've been working on this all day today since Mr. Bobulinski came out. Bobulinski came out publicly against Joe Biden last night. The lead of the story says, quote, a 2017 email from a top official with a Chinese energy firm provided by a whistleblower to U.S. Senate investigators. So this email was provided by Tony Bobulinski to U.S. Senate investigators on the Homeland Security and Finance Committees as part of their ongoing investigation into the Biden family corruption. This email demonstrates that the terms of the agreement included a Chinese energy firm of officials giving a $5 million non-secured forgivable loan to the Biden family. And it's important that they use the word family here.
Yes.
Now, we know for a fact, because the U.S. Senate's report on this, Ron Johnson's report released a few weeks ago, tracked a $5 million payment that was made to a law firm associated with Hunter Biden, and then it was later transferred out. $4.8 million of that was transferred out to his consulting firm in payments over the next year or so after that. That payment was made in August 2017, 2 weeks after this email that we now have, that's a new email. The New York Post emails that they uncovered from Hunter Biden's laptop demonstrate how they were talking about divvying up the money, right? Like, in divvying up the percentages of the firm that they're going to create. Now, this email, this is a new one. What this does is it demonstrates that there were two piles of money. So there was a $10 million of payments that were going to be made. $5 million of it was going to be to upstart this venture that they're working on with this Chinese energy company. And then $5 million was, like we said, a forgivable loan. Non-secured forgivable loan.
To the Biden family.
And then we know that payment was made. We can trace the payments. The U.S. Senate's already done that. And so this further completes that picture around this financial arrangement that existed between not just Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden and the entire family and the Chinese Communist Party backed enterprise, this energy company, CFC.
So let's summarize. This article is about to drop. Our friend Matt Boyle has given us the exclusive about this $5 million unsecured, forgivable loan, which means what from this Chinese company? It means it's a bribe. It's nothing else. It is cash for access. What else do you need to know? I'm going to read some bullet points to you. This is from the Daily Mail's summary of the latest explosive revelation. So Tony Bobulinski, former naval officer, he's the whistleblower, the second whistleblower. He's come out into the open. He's written a 600-word missive to the Senate. To the Senate of the United States, giving his details, his confession, if you will, of what this story is truly about. Tony Bobulinski said he was Hunter Biden's business partner in 2017. Bobulinski said Hunter brought him into the joint venture with the Chinese energy firm CEFC. Hunter was given equity along with Bobulinski and ownership of a holding company and huge consulting fees. He also held a share of equity for his father, Joe Biden. Sources have additionally told Fox News that a person identified in the emails as the big guy was indeed the then Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden. Hunter was dealing at the time with CEFC Chinese chairman Yi Jiangmin, who has since vanished. And Bobulinski has also confirmed the authenticity of the emails recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop. Matt, when is this story going to drop?
Any second now. It should be up on Breitbart, like literally any second now. That's why I was a little late getting here, because we were working on getting it done. But it should be up any second now. It'll be our lead story before the debate tonight. But here's the deal, is that this Tony Babinski guy turning on the Biden family.
Who's a Democrat. He's a Democrat.
He's funding Democrats his whole life. He's a naval intelligence officer, as you mentioned. He comes from a long line of Navy guys. He's a great American. I know he's a Democrat, but like, again, great American. This guy felt like it was his duty to speak out about
Because
he heard the lies from the establishment media and big tech companies claiming that this was Russian disinformation. He knows it isn't, because he was on the emails that the New York Post posted. So the CFC emails, these China emails that the New York Post posted in one of their stories, he's the recipient of one of these emails.
He is aware of
their authenticity. And so this is a huge deal. He's the first person to publicly speak out on the record on this front. He's also the second partner of Hunter Biden's to turn on him. This comes after Bevin Cooney, who currently is serving a stint in federal prison for his involvement in deals that Hunter Biden and others were associated with, has turned on the Biden family as well and provided us with 26,000 emails that we've rolled out. Some of them already, more are coming.
This is why Breitbart.com is the most significant, powerful conservative voice out there. Tag this man on Twitter, mboyle1, and bookmark Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with Matt in a moment. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
It's here. It's been published. He kept his promise. I've just posted it on Twitter. I'm going to post it on Facebook. Breitbart. Emails. Chinese company gave $5 million loan to Biden family, including... That means the big guy. A 2017 email from a top official with a Chinese energy firm. And you do know all Chinese firms are actually part of the government. Yeah, it's just a fact, because it is a communist dictatorship. Provided by a whistleblower to U.S. Senate investigators, demonstrates the terms of agreement, including officials with the firm giving a $5 million non-secured forgivable loan to the Biden family. That means, and this is what I tweeted out, they bought Joe Biden. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you haven't done so already, if this information is important to you that we provide every single day, make our shows possible by supporting our sponsors, especially the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow, the president uses them. I use them. 51 million of them sold. Use my name to get up to 50% off at MyPillow.com. Support him so he can support us and we can give you the truth. That's MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800 800- 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Matt Boyle is in studio. The story has broken. Thank you, Matt, for sharing it first here with us. So we are just hours away. The president has landed in Nashville. We have this crazy never-Trumper running the debate. We have the mute buttons. We have Scully resigned. We have Wallace the hack at Fox. Disastrous debate. Is the laptop going to be mentioned? Is the $5 million bribe to the Bidens, is the president going to be able to mention them, and should he mention them?
Well, look, I think he should. I don't think it's the only thing he should talk about tonight. Look, he has 90 minutes in front of the American people, as does Biden, to both make their case. I think what President Trump should do, he should look for a couple opportunities to make sure the general public, the bigger, broader viewing audience that are going to watch this debate, can hear about the facts of this scandal that is ripping the Biden campaign apart. But at the same time, he shouldn't focus solely on this. He should focus on how he is the candidate who is standing up for American workers in Washington, how he is still the political outsider. And Joe Biden, as demonstrated by all of this, is the swamp. I mean, this is the swamp that's being uncovered in front of us right now. You want to talk about political consultants enriching themselves at the expense of the American worker? You want to talk about politically connected financial elites and family members of politicians enriching themselves at the expense of the United States in our policy visions? Then that's what Joe Biden is. I mean, Joe Biden is the swamp. He is Washington, D.C. Donald Trump is still the outsider, even though he's the incumbent, right? Like, so I think that what President Trump needs to do tonight is he needs to communicate a clear vision for the second term to the American people. And look, I think he's going to throw a couple questions Biden's way because I certainly have no faith in the clearly compromised and corrupt Commission on Presidential Debates and Kristen Welker, who is a laughable excuse for a quote-unquote journalist to do it. So I think that President Trump has got to do that a little bit, but not entirely. He doesn't need to spend the whole 90 minutes coming back to this Biden scandal. He has a huge stage here tonight. He can talk about his successes that he's had in his first term, which are really monumental and more than we've seen in many presidents. There are two-term presidents haven't done as much as he's done in one. So he should be talking about that, and he should be talking about what he's going to do in a second term and draw a contrast with Biden. But at the same time, he should definitely throw some of these questions out because he's got a big audience here. Big tech and the media doesn't want to tell the American people about it. Trump can speak directly to them tonight.
He's got to ask the question, are you the big guy from the emails? 30 seconds left with Matt Boyle. What is the tone that the president should use tonight?
He needs to be funny.
Funny. Okay.
He missed a little bit of humor in that first debate.
Because
he
can really crack
funny.
He's
a real funny guy, right? Like, Trump is it's fun. Like, he needs to have fun tonight.
A bit of dancing to the YMCA.
Yeah. Trump needs to have fun tonight. You know, yes, it's serious. Yes, we're going through serious stuff. And, yeah, we've got major issues. But I think he's got to bring some of the humor out a little bit.
I think that's a great idea. Serious when he needs to be serious. And then just show that lighter side, that self-deprecatory humor that he's so good at doing. Perfect advice from the man who breaks news here on America's First. The headline, emails, China company gave $5 million loan to Biden family. Biden family. Read it now. It's on our Twitter feed. It's on at Breitbart.com. I'm going to post it now in the break on Facebook. And in the meantime, tag this guy so we get him back on Twitter, MBoyle1. Thank you, Matt. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is 100% drug-free and that provides relief today to tens of thousands of Americans across the nation, me included, including also Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Don't you want to be pain-free? Of course you do. Go now to ReliefFactor.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I haven't even, with such a crazy day, who's going to be with us for the rest of the day? We're going to talk Biden, corruption, Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell, former commissioner of the NYPD, Bernie Kerik, who handed over that hard drive, and John Solomon.
The Constitution doesn't get suspended during times of crisis. But in America in 2020, that's exactly what happened. In response, Alliance Defending Freedom took legal action well over a dozen times, scoring 14 victories for churches and religious ministries whose governments engaged in blatant religious discrimination.
Those opening words were from none other than the Attorney General William Barr. You've been very, very helpful in supporting ADF's mission. And yes, they are winning. They are fighting for your religious freedom. Many of you have responded for our ADF emergency action call and made donations at sebgorka.com. As grateful as I am to those generous individuals, we are a ways away from hitting our goal. So please go to my website today and support the Alliance Defending Freedom. I want to hit $5,000 today for the people who are fighting for all of us and doing it for free, by the way, all the way to the Supreme Court. Make a gift today of $100 or $1,000 if you can do it. And I realize that size of gift doesn't apply to everyone, but make the best gift you can today so we can fully fund our commitment to the Alliance Defending Freedom and those great individuals who fight for all of our freedoms. You can call them on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. Or just go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the ADF banner. I haven't even mentioned the phone number today, but the call board is absolutely chock full. If anybody drops, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Shall we start with the ladies? I think we'll start with the ladies. Let's start with Brooklyn. Judy, are you there?
Hi. First of all, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
I have a question to ask you. Want to ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? I just want to know. What do you want to be?
I don't want to grow up. Thank you very much. I'm very I'm very happy at my mental age of 14. Forever will I stay 14. I will try.
Okay.
I will try.
I can relate to that, trust me. So listen, I'm in a very serious mood, okay? I am really, this is what I want to say, and think about this, Dr.
On my birthday, you're going to be serious?
Yeah, no, right. It's like such a contrast. What should I do? That's why I wish you all the best and all the, you can't imagine, you're the best. You're one of the best people out there, and you know what? You're number one. And I have to tell you, wherever I am, I play your show, even if I'm not home or if I'm not in the car. You go with me on my smartphone. I have an app, and I was talking to a lady the other day, but I'll explain. But let me just say this.
Hang on. She makes that sound like a big deal. Excuse me, Judy. That's what we expect from our listeners. I don't care if you're on the moon or on Mars. You should be listening to me. And by the way, I'm serious, Judy. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. I forget. We have an app for this show. You can get the podcast. You can subscribe free on YouTube. But there is an America First app. And it's actually the easiest way to listen. And by the way, the show is on there 24/7, so wherever you are in the day, you can listen to it. So go to your app provider and look for America First Sebastian Gorka, download the app, and use it. Sorry, please, carry on, Judy.
Okay, now listen, hear me out. I honestly believe that President Trump, being that this came out even more, President Trump should refuse to debate, or he can go out there and say, I'm refusing to debate. He could seize the opportunity because he can create the most. He has the hugest public attention then, because he'll be forcing Google and the press and the media to come clean and reveal the truth, because they've been banning and protecting the Biden family. I call them the Chinese dynasty family, the Biden family. And let me tell you, when he's up against three people, the moderator,
yes,
and Biden, who's a big liar, and the mute button. And that mute button is so dangerous. He's up against these three things. The whole, I know, not only that, I have to tell you, there are a lot of people out there, and I spoke to them. That's what I want to tell you. They have no clue They didn't even hear of this. They don't know anything about this. That's how good Google has been keeping it quiet. He has a perfect opportunity to say, you know, talk about a man shaking things up. That's going to shake things up. I am not going to debate because this came out. This has to be investigated. And this is the way he'll get public attention. Then it's going to get everyone buzzing. Okay. He's there to shake things up. He has a right to do that because they're always doing horrible things to him. A lot of people, Dr. Gorka, do not know. They think Uncle Joe is really
but
nice.
Hang on, Judy. He's already landed in Nashville. The president's right there.
Good. So let him go in there and very nicely smile to the public and say, something has come up, and due to that, I cannot debate. I refuse to debate because on the grounds of whatever, it is going to create such a buzz. It's going to create everything. That's going to now force these people like Google to, like, open up in the press and the media.
Why?
They're criminal.
Why? No. Hang on, Judy. Yeah. They haven't for 4 years. Why would they now? But why
well,
would they
what?
Now? Why would
because
they fold now? We're 12 days
why,
out.
Okay, because it's going to everyone's going to be looking at this and waiting for the debate. And now he's got the public, and they're going to start asking questions. What is going on? What is going on? What? And he's going to be able to, like, at least get things buzzing because a lot of people think Uncle Joe is a nice guy.
Jack Dorsey, yesterday, I went home. I got on my Twitter account. I tried to retweet some stories. I couldn't retweet. And I said to my team, hang on, can you access my account remotely and see if you can retweet it where you are? Jack Dorsey.
Dr. Gorka.
Hang on. Jack Dorsey changed the actual way you use Twitter yesterday. You cannot straight retweet a story. You can only go in and comment on a story. And if you want to retweet it, you have to retweet it with an empty comment. They are already manipulating anything to do with the Hunter Biden laptop story. So on the one hand, I kind of relate to this idea to create a big kerfuffle by walking up to the stage and say, I refuse to debate. And then with an expectation that the world spotlight is going to be focused on the president for his refusal. But I don't buy it, on the other hand, because I look at the last 4 years. They're blocking stories about Hunter Biden's laptop that has been verified by the FBI, by independent witnesses, and by the Director of National Intelligence. They've blocked those for 4 years while saying nothing about the Russia collusion story and not blocking those for 1 millisecond. So, Judy, I like the idea, but I just don't buy it in terms of the fake news industrial complex, big tech actually folding. They won't fold. We're going to go to your calls in a moment. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. So much to discuss before we have Sidney Powell, Bernie Kerik, John Solomon, and the Baron here on America First. But don't call us if you're calling on a cell phone from one of the big cell phone companies. Why? Because they're not on our side. They're not conservatives. They take your bill and they actually donate a portion of your bill to things like Planned Parenthood, Democrat candidates, and gun control organizations. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, PatriotMobile.com. Patriot Mobile is number one in customer service in the United States. You can keep your old number. You can transfer it. And if you do it now until November the 7th, you'll get a free Samsung phone for a two-year commitment or $45 off any phone or a free month service. They are so good at transferring the number. That's why they're number one. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call their U.S.-based team on 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468 or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Don't fund your enemies. Just doesn't make sense. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Do you remember at that debate with Hillary Clinton when Steve Bannon brought all of the women who had been raped and sexually abused by Bill Clinton to the debate and had a press conference with them? It was an epic Bannon move. Well, the spirit of Bannon lives. Why? This is from Dr. G. This is from Mr. G, who just texted me. Fox News breaking news. President Trump is to bring ex-Hunter Biden associate and whistleblower Tony Bublinski to the Nashville debate as his guest. I do hope that he will be wearing his navy whites and sitting in the front row. Genius. Genius move. We're going to be talking in the next... Where did that hour go? Sidney Powell, Bernie Carrick, John Solomon. Do not touch that dial. But we've got to take your calls. Let's go to, very quickly, a question from Jack and then Leo. Jack, line three, Los Angeles.
Yes. I wondered if anybody had asked the question about a possible correlation between the travel times, the picking up of checks, and whether or not Hunter Biden rode on the plane with his dad.
Yeah, if you listen to this show every single day, we've mentioned it many, many times, Jack. It is confirmed from the very beginning that that massive deal for $1.4 billion from the Communist National Bank of China occurred after Hunter Biden traveled with his father, the vice president, on Air Force One to Beijing. It's out there. It's been news for months. What happened recently, Jack, is the Senate has requested from the Secret Service the travel logs of Hunter Biden. Where was he at what time? So they can use them to confirm the emails on the abandoned laptop. So, Jack, the evidence is out there, and now finally the Senate is doing something about it. Let's go to Leo, our buddy in New Jersey. Leonardo, welcome to America First.
Happy birthday to you. I know it's going to be hard for your listeners to believe that you just turned 75 years old today.
I look good for it, don't I? Don't I look good for it?
You do, because you're a member of the greatest generation of Americans.
I wish. That's too kind, my friend, too kind. What brings you to our show today?
Joe Biden, quid pro quo Joe, right, is going to be on air tonight. One of the categories is supposed to be national security. I think a great time to bring up the Biden scandal. But Joe Biden, by the way, your text line, I promises kept, promises made. Sebastian always gets back to you, and I could testify to that. And
I got it right here. It sometimes takes me time, but I get to every single text, usually Sunday night after a few hours.
yes, you do. That's late Sunday night. But what I was going to say was quid pro quo Joe has got an empty suit riding a communist Trojan horse. He's also got an empty head because all you got to do is pour bribe money into it and he'll say anything.
He will. So, and I want the president tonight to say this is a matter of national security. And Joe Biden, I am stripping you of your security clearance. This is America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.